Today shears in Masechta Nazir and Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Bey, seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the words Amalei Rav Simi Bar Ashi L'Rav Papa. Let us make a brief Hagdama to get back into our Sugya. We learned before in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalad, Hefer Baal Naziris Ishtoi, Im Behema Shalah Hifrisha. We learned a case where the husband nullified the Naziris of his wife, and she had separated an animal or the three animals for her carbonus of Naziris. Now she is no longer a Nazira. And it comes out that these animals, which were originally separated for her carbonus, are no longer going to be used for the carbonus of a Nazir. Or a similar case would be if a Nazir died and he left over these three animals. Which are the three animals? A keves, a lamb, la'oila, a kivsa, a female lamb, l'chatos, and an ayil, a ram, l'shlamin. So the Mishnah told us, on Daf Chav Dalad, that chatos tomus, the chatos has to die, the ola is brought as a korban oila, and the shlamim is brought as a korban shlamim. The same halacha, similarly, will apply to mo'os mefurashin, money that we know exactly for what the woman designated and specified that this money should go for the oila, this money should go for the chatos, this money should go for the shlamim, and now it's moiser, it's left over, because her husband nullified her naziris, or the nazir mace, the same case. So the halacha, the Mishnah said, is demei chatas yelchu liyam ha-melech. You take the demei chatas and you throw it into the yam ha-melech. Demei oila, you bring an oila. Demei shlamim, you bring a shlamim. So the money is a substitute for the korban. Whatever the din would be by the korban, the same applies to the money. Just like by a chatas, the din is that the chatas has to die, an animal. When you are speaking about money, then the money has to be destroyed in the yam ha-melech. Then the Mishnah told us a third case. Moy stumim, which means that the lady separated money for her karbonis, but she didn't specify that this amount of money should go for the chatos, this should go for the yoyla, this should go for the shlomi. She left a whole amount of money for all the karbonis, but she didn't specify what's for what. There the halacha is yiplul nedava. All of the money goes to the nedava, which means they become oilois. They're brought on the kayetz ha-mizbeach, which means when the mizbeach does not have any other korbonis on it, the money that was left over, which was sosum, it was not explained specifically for what purpose the money is going to be used for which korban. So the hegdish buys korbonis with that money, and they all become oilois. We learned on Daf Chafei Amid Aleph, the Gemara asked the question, V'haloi d'mei chatos muravin bohen. How can you use this money, in the case of Moy Stumen, to buy oilois? One third of the money was supposed to be used for a chatos. And a chatos, we've learned, that just like the animal, if it's left over, has to be left to die, the money is brought to the Yam HaMelech. So how can I bring a korban oila with money that's supposed to go to the Yam HaMelech? Tosfos over there in the sugya said, Hu Adin, the Gemara could have asked from Shlomim. A Shlomim is not totally Nechal on the Mizbeach. The Bailim eat from it. So how can I use the money that was designated, that was supposed to be used for Shlomim, how could I use that now for Oilus Nadova, which is Kolol, the entire thing is brought on the Mizbeach? To answer this question, we had a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a halacha l'maisha mesinai. Einachanami, it's a special kula that you can take money, although it has in it the money of a chattis and the money of a shlamim, and you could use all of this money to buy oilois nedava to be brought on the kayetz hamizbeach. Rish Lakish gave a different teretz. He says that we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, L'chol nedreim, l'chol nedvaisam, ha-toyra amra, moiser neder, yehela nedava. He learned out from that pasuk that whatever is left over from the nedorim becomes a nedava. So if you have moiser, if you have leftover money, it becomes, whether it's a chattis, whether it's a shlamim, it's going to wind up as a Oila. He learned it from that pasuk. We are going to learn this coming sugya according to Rabbi Yochanan, for clarity purposes, that it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, although the Rush goes through the entire sugya and learns the sugya according to Rish Lakish as well. Now, we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, we had a few Rabbanon, which Gemara is going to call them a group of Rabbanon, who said that the din, that the moy stumim, there's a special kula, again, going like Rabbi Yochanan, of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that although part of this money was supposed to be used for shlom and part for oila, we're now, part for chattas, we're going to use all the money for an oila. So Rav Huna told us that that's only by money, but by an animal that was used, as Tosfos explains, either one animal that was going to be sold to buy the three animals of the Nazir, or a person had three animals which could not be nikrav on the Mizbeach for a Nazir. He had three Seirim, he had three Porois, which could not be used as a carbon. But what did he mean? He wanted that these animals should be sold, and with the money, one would then purchase the korbanis that the Nazir or the Nazira needed. So now they're Moiser because the Nazir died, or as the Mishnah's case, the Baal was made for the Naziris of his wife. So now they're left over. So Rav Huna told us that that does not have a din of Moi Stumim. In other words, you could say, well, I have to sell these animals to buy the animals that are needed for the Korbanis, and nothing was specified. It's all like a bunch of money mixed together, so maybe that's called sasum. Rav Huna said, no, that is not called sasum. That is called mefurish. And if it's mefurish, it doesn't have the leniency of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that you could use all the money for the oilus nedava on the kayitz ha-mizbeach. So what happens with these animals? What will happen is that they'll all have to be left to die. It's a din midrabbanan. Here we have a new category. In other words, we've learned if you have animals that are clearly set aside, one for a chattas, one for an oila, one for a shlamim, so we learned the dinim. The chattas dies, and the oila and shlamim you bring as an oila and shlamim. If you had money, mefurish, three piles of money, one money for chattas and one for oila and one for shlamim, again, it's clear the chattas money goes liyam melech, and with the other two monies you buy an oila and a shlamim. Then we had sasum, where she didn't specify where the money should go. That then was that all the money goes to Nadava. Now we have a fourth category. The fourth category is it's mefurish. It does not have the leniency of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of moy stumim, which you bring everything for oilus Nadava on the kayetz mizbeach, but it's me'uriv. It's all mixed together. It's not like the case in the Mishnah where it was mefurish and it was separated. This pile of money was clearly designated for chattas, this pile of money for oila, and this pile of money for shlamim. That's not the case. Here, all the money is together, and it's in the form of animal. But these animals are going to have to be sold. The klal in this matter is said in a line of Tosfos, in the large Tosfos here on the Amud, Avol Behema Hareu Kmefureshes. So Tosfos, around 10 lines down from where it gets wide, says that he's speaking about a Tam versus a Balmum. He says, if it's Re'uya Limachar Miyad, Veliknos Karbonis Nazar, Gimel Behema Satzrichem Loi, Avol Tumimim Lechazi Limachar Miyad. We're going to learn, or we learned actually in the end of yesterday's shiur, that Rav Nachman says that when is a behema considered like mefurish? That's only by a tmima, because you have to wait till it gets a mum, which takes time. So, therefore, the rule is, what is considered moy stumim? Only something that can be, if it's money, obviously, it's moy stumim. But if you, it's shavah kesef, it's worth money. How do you get converted into money? By selling it. If it's not easily sellable, for example, in the case of a tamim, you're going to have to wait till it gets a mum. So it's not easy for you to convert it into cash. Then these Rabbanan here on this Amid have said anything that cannot easily be converted to cash does not go into the leniency of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha l'maishim esinai to say that it's moistumim. And if it's moistumim, you could bring all the money l'nedava. But if it doesn't go into the leniency, because it's not easily convertible into cash, so then what is it? What din does it have? It has a din like mefurish. It's like, it's not sosum, it's mefurish. But what kind of mefurish is it? It's a mefurish which is all mixed up. When I will eventually, these animals will get a mum in it, and I will sell them, and I'll have a whole bunch of money, it comes out that in my money, I have mixed together chatas, oil, and shlamim. And then there is a din derabbanan, that when you have something that's not called sosum, it's not called unspecified, because it's not easily convertible to cash. The halacha l'maishe mesinei, according to these rabbanan on our amud, is only by cash or by shava kesef that's easily convertible to cash. But if it's not easily convertible to cash, it's not called moistumim. It doesn't have the heter of the halacha l'maishe mesinei that all the money can go l'kayet samizbeach as oilus nedava. So if it doesn't have the heter, what do I have? It's not sosum. It's mefurish. But it's a mefurish which is mixed together. A mefurish that's mixed together. A din derabbanan that you have to get rid of all of it. If it's something tangible, if it's something not alive, you have to destroy it. And if it's an animal, you have to let it die. So that's why Rav Huna said at the end of yesterday's shir, Loishon alamois. Avol behema hareil k'mefureshes. It's like mefurish. But if it would be mefurish divided up, then I could make one for a chatas, let it die, one for an oila, bring it as an oila, one for a shlam, and bring it as a shlam. But since it's considered mefurish, and it's mixed together, I have to let them all die. Rav Nachman said that halacha is only by a tmima, because you have to wait till it gets a mum. But if it's a bal mum already, I don't have to wait for anything. I could sell it immediately. So that's considered like cash. If it's considered like cash, it falls into the halacha l'maishe mesinai of Rabbi Yochanan, that anything that's considered like cash has a din of moistumim, if it wasn't earmarked clearly for what it's supposed to go, it's moistumim, and halacha l'maishe mesinai by moistumim is, it goes all l'nedava. Then the Gemara said, avol nasko loy, but if you have an ignit of metal, an ignit of metal is not easily sold. The reason is because you have to estimate it. It requires shuma. It's a lengthy process. So the first Monday Yomer held that a nisko would not be considered easily convertible to cash, and therefore the halacha is that it's like mefurish, and if it's mefurish, the din is that you have to destroy it. It's mefurish mixed together. By mefurish mixed together, the din is it either has to die if it's an animal, or it has to get destroyed if it's a chayfetz, if it's a commodity. Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Afila Neska. He said, no, I disagree. Because even though a ignit of metal is difficult to sell because you have to estimate it, but it was very easily used as barter. You have an animal. I have a glob of metal. I'll exchange it. That was something that was done very easily. Therefore, he says, I still consider that cash. And if it's cash, it's moistumim. If it's moistumim, what's the din? It goes all l'nedava. But a sawyer shall carries a stack of beams that are used for building. That, in fact, is not easily convertible to cash, because who buys it? Only someone who's in the middle of a building project. So therefore, it's hard to, if you don't need it, it's hard to find somebody who wants to purchase it. It's not easily convertible to cash. Therefore, it has a din of what? Mefurish. It doesn't go into that leniency of the halacha l'maishe mesinai of moistumim. And therefore, since I have it me'uriv, it's all mixed together, the din is, yaveidu, it has to be destroyed. Amar le Rav Simi bar Ashi le Rav Papa. Now let's go to what Rav Simi bar Ashi is going to ask Rav Papa, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So Rav Simi bar Ashi said to Rav Papa, my tamayu de rabbonin de amri mois v'loi behema v'loi niska. Mois v'loi svara. So Rav Simi bar Ashi says to Rav Papa, what is the reason of the rabbonin? Who's the rabbonin? The rabbonin is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who all told us that one commodity or another, there's different shitas, there's a machlokas, but they all agree that not every commodity is considered moistumim. If it's not easily convertible to cash, it doesn't get the heter of moistumim. So what is the reason of the Rabban who said that mois is only money and not a behemoth? If it's a tamim, like we said, where it has to get a mum before you can sell it, it's not considered easily convertible to cash, it doesn't have the heter of moistumim, and if so, it does not go in the dove all the money, it has to be destroyed. And also v'leiniska, and not an ignit of metal, because an ignit of metal, according to one man d'yomer, is not easily convertible to cash, so it doesn't have a din of money. And if so, it doesn't have the heter of moistumim to go to Nedava. You're going to have to destroy the Niska. Why? Because Midrabbanan, even though it's an interesting thing, Roiv of this is not a Chatos. Roiv is a Shlomim and an Oila. But yet the Rabbanan, because of the Chashivas of Chatos, they said it's not Batel B'Roiv. And therefore, once I have Chatos, money, or chatas animal mixed up in this group of animals, or chatas money mixed up in this money, I have to destroy the money, and the animals have to die. And then we said, mois v'loi svara, only money, but not a stack of beams. This seems to be, everybody agrees a stack of beams is not easily sold. It's not easily convertible to cash, so it doesn't get the heter of stumim. What is it called? Mefurish. If it's mefurish, then it has to be destroyed, because it has mixed into it chatos. And chatas always, if it's not usable, has to be thrown away, destroyed, or if it's an animal, has to die. What is the reason? If you're going to say, if you want to say this svara, that it's these items, these commodities, are not considered sasum, but rather they're considered mefurash, elamiyata, if so, mois v'loifais. So why don't I say the same thing? If a person leaves over 2 birds, and he designated 2 birds, he has to bring he's a zov, whatever the case may be, a mitzvah, he has to bring 2 birds. He has to bring a chatas and oila. He designates 2 birds, but he doesn't specify which of the 2 birds is a chatas and which of the 2 birds is an oila. And now he dies, we're left over with these 2 birds, so according to your logic, these birds should be considered mefurash and not sasum. They shouldn't get the heter of sasum, which allows you to bring them all as an nedava. And what should be the din with them? They should die. Why is that? Because oifos, we said yesterday that a tamim, an animal that's a tamim, is not considered easily convertible into cash, because you have to wait till it gets a mum. But if it would get a mum, you would be able to sell it. An oif, there's no heter of mum. An oif's even worse than a behemoth, because mum is not something that takes away the kedusha of the oif. So by an oif, you're stuck. He designated 2 birds, one for a chatas, one for an oila. He didn't specify which one is a chatas and which one is an oila. The person died. He left over the 2 birds. According to your logic, that there are commodities that are considered mefurash and do not have the heter of sasum, so these oifas should have to be let to die. And if you're going to say back to me, you're right, according to these Rabbanan, who say that there are commodities that are not considered convertible easily into cash, oifus would go into the same category, and if they were left over, they would have to die. And I'll bring you a beferish araya, that birds left over must be considered sasum, that birds are considered sasum and not mefurish. Elohadom, Rav Chizda, that which Rav Chizda said, Ein hakinin misparshois. When can you designate in a kan? in where you have one for a chatas and one for an oila, and you separated the two birds, but you didn't specify which one was a chatas, which was an oila. When are you able to specify them? Two times. El ibel kichas bailam. You can either do it at the moment when you take it, and as you don't take two birds together and say, these two birds are for my chatas and oila without specifying. No. At the moment that you take it, you go a step further. Not only am I generally designating both birds, I'm specifying this bird is a chatas and this one is an oila. E basias kayin, or you don't specify it. You just designated both to be chatas oila. You're not saying which one. You know who's going to specify it. The kayin. When the kayin takes one of the two, and now does the avoda on one bird as a chatas, and on the other bird as an oila, that's when it becomes clear which one was a chatas, which one was oila. If that's the halacha, amai. Now, we're making a little jump here, because till now we were speaking about birds in terms, let's say, of someone who was chayiv in a chatas oila, and he died, and he left them over. Now we're speaking about something else, but the Gemara is comparing the two things. Now we're speaking about when the Bialim could be alive, but he designated, he didn't specify. Who specified? The Kohen specified. But according to your reasoning that birds would be always considered meforosh, so the Gemara is making a jump to say that when the Baal designated two birds and he didn't specify, but that should be considered as if he specified. Because birds, which are not easily convertible into cash, you said before, are considered meforosh, not sosum. So if so, am I, how could the Kohen subsequently designate by doing a malach, by doing the avoda, that this one's a chatas and this one's an oila? It was already considered meforosh before he did the avod in them. Where was it meforesh? By the fact that the owner designated it. You said that anything that's designated as hegdish, and it's not easily convertible into cash, has a din not of sosum, has a din of meforesh. So by the Baal merely designating that these two, one of them will be a chatz, one of them an oila, I'm not saying specifying which one, that itself should be considered specified. And if so, the Kohen now has a major problem. Not only the Kohen has a major problem, the Baal has a major problem. He won't be able to bring the korban. Why? Because he said one of them is a chatz, one of them is an oila. It's considered in halacha mefurash. So it could be later when the Kohen takes one by the avoda and says this is the chatz and this one is the oila, maybe the one he said was a chatz was really the oila, and the one he said is an oila is really the chatas, because it's considered as if it was meforish even before the kayan did it. So Elamai says, Rav Simi Barashit Rapapa, I have a clear raya from that din, that when somebody makes two things, two birds, kadosh, we don't consider it meforish, we must consider it sasim, or else how could the kayan make it meforish later? It was already meforish before, and he might be doing the opposite of what the Bialim were doing. So that one is what Rav Simi Barashi wants to prove. He wants to use this as a way of slugging up all the Rabbonim that we said before. He wants to slug up Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. How can you say that there's a criteria that if something is not easily convertible into cash, it does not have a din of mois sosum? It has a din of meforosh. We see clearly from the din of the kinim that it's not true. When you designate two birds, it has a din of sosum. Or else how could the kayan later be mefarish which one it is? As we turn to Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Omar Lei said Rapapa back to Rav Simi Barashi, defending all of these Rabbanon, Ula Tameh, according to your reasoning. Because you're trying to prove that birds or all these other commodities remain sosum. There, you're trying to say there is no such thing as easily convertible into cash. If it's convertible to cash, doesn't matter if it's easy, it's not easy, it has a din like money. Shava kasev, areu kasev. What's the difference if it's easy or not? That's what you're saying. So you're saying the birds are sosum. The niska is sasum, the stack of beams is sasum. The animals that you have to sell to get the korbanos of the nazir, they're all sasum. That's your line of reasoning. I'll ask you a question. Hod is not, that's what we're going to learn further on daf mem hey. We learned in a Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, hey vi shalish behemis. If a nazir brought three animals, v'loy pirish, and he didn't designate which korban the animals are for, but which animals did he bring? He brought a keves, and he brought a kivsa, and he brought an isle. But he just brings the animals. He brings a she-lamb, and a male lamb, and a ram. But he doesn't say a word. So we say, harui lechatas to karv chatas. The one, the kivsa, which is eligible to be brought as a chatas, bring it as a chatas. Lo oila tikravaila. The one, the one that's roy for an oila, which is the keves, the male lamb, should be brought as an oila. The isle, which is lishlamin, to carve shlamin. Now I have a question. Amai, how can you bring these korbanos when he did not specify it? You are just trying to prove from the case of kinim that animals that are set aside but not specifically designated for chatas or oila, they have a din of sasum. How could the kohen be makriv these three karbanos? It's sasum. He doesn't know what he's being makriv. No one was mefarish over here. He brings, the nazir brought three different animals here. Doesn't say a word. This is a chatas, this is a noila, this is a shlamim. According to you, it's sasum. So how could the halacha be that you could bring him? Elamai l'chari have arrived from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei that these animals are considered mefarish. And therefore, you could bring them. Amar lei, so Rav Simi Barashi says back to Rav Papa, there's a big difference. You cannot compare that din of Rav Shimon Gamliel to our sugi over here about the kinim of the birds. Hasam over there, where he's referring to, here he means over there the case of birds. V'lokach v'asam rachmana. And actually, the v'lokach should be v'lokcha. What is the pasuk referring to? What is the Gemara referring to? A pasuk which we just had recently in Parshas Tazria by a Yoledes. If im loy simtza yada de seh, if she is poor and she cannot afford to bring the seh, the lacha shtei sayrim ay shnei b'nei yayna, echad loyla v'echad l'chatos. That's the isha Yoledes. So really it should be here, v'lakcha. V'lakcha, so we see clearly who's the baal of the korban over there, the woman. And v'lakcha, she can designate one for a chatas, one for an oila. It also says in the parsha of Zav, this is Vayikra, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed, v'asa ha-koyin esa echad chatas v'esa echad oila. V'chiper ola ha-koyin lefnei Hashem, mizoiv tumasa. It's speaking about a Zav over there. So there we find a lashon v'asa, who's doing it, the koyin. So v'lakcha v'asam rachmana ibe l'kichas b'alim ibe asiyas kayin. So over there we have exeris hakasav that we see clearly by kinim. By kinim we see clearly that if the baal did not specify which is a chatas and which is an oila, the Torah gave it, like a, so to speak, a second chance. The kayin could do it with his asiya. That must mean al korach based on the exeris hakasav that until the kayin does it, it's considered sasav. Because if it was already considered mefurish by the Baal without him even specifying it, then how could the Kohen specify? Maybe his specification is different than what the Baal did. So Elamai, it's exeris akosim by kinim, that it's considered sasim. So Rav Simi Barashi says, I maintain my pshat that birds or naska or animals, all these things, that if they're not readily convertible into cash, they have a din of sasim. You asked me to kasher from the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei of Reb Shimon Gamliel, where he didn't say a word, and yet we took them for chatas and oila and shlamim. According to you, it's sasum. How could you bring something sasum on the mizbeach? You have to be mefarishit. The answer is, as we turn to Chav Zayin and Amid Beis, hacha nami mimotzes amrat hadein dechatas tikra voila. Here, when the guy brings, the nazir brings a kifsa and a keves and an isle. So are you going to say, oh, maybe the kifsa, the one for the chatas, you'll bring that as an oila? or the keves, the oila, that you'll bring as a chattis. Hocha nekeva, hocha zocher. It's blatantly in front of your eyes that one is a zocher and one is a keva. So he doesn't have to say anything. Here, in the case of a nazir, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that the mere designation is itself being specific. Specificity. It itself is being specific. Because obviously, if he's bringing an aisle, and he's bringing a keves, and he's bringing a kivsa, does he have to go and speak it out? Oh, I want this one for the chattas, and this for the aisle, and this for shlam. It's obvious he's bringing three kinds of animals. He has three chiyuvim, and each one has a different kind of animal, and he's bringing the exact ones. So obviously, he wants the chattas to be a kivsa, and the aisle to be a shlamim, and the keves should go to be a oila. So therefore, you cannot compare the case of Kinim to Reb Shimon Gamliel's case. Reb Shimon Gamliel's case is an exception, because there it's obvious that it's considered already mefurish. He doesn't have to say a word. However, normally, like in the case of Kinim, or the case of Naska, or by Behemoth, all the cases that we had on Chav Vav Amid Beis, there I maintain, says Reb Shimi Barashi, that it is considered sasum, even if it's not easily convertible into cash. So it'll come out a big machlaikas here. According to Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, all of these commodities, all these animals and birds are considered sasum, and therefore you bring oilas nadova kites on the kites of Mizbech. According to Rav Papa, they're considered mefurash, and they have what kind of a mefurash? Not a mefurash where the three animals are clearly defined, or the three monies are clearly separated one from another. But it is a bunch of money together, a bunch of animals all mixed up. So you have a chattas mixed into the equation. Once you have a mefurish, which doesn't have the het of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, and it's it's not sasum, it's mefurish, but it's misarev altogether, there you have only one solution, midarabbanan, and that is, by animals they have to die, and by money it has to be thrown, liyam ha-melch, that's the sheet of Rav Papa. Continues the Gemara, Masav Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna had a question. This is a question on the din that we learned. We mentioned in today's shiur, we learned it at the end of yesterday's shiur, if he left over a nazir, or anyone else left over a behemoth which had a mum in it, so that is considered, he left over this behemoth or three behemoths, and you're going to have to sell these behemoths in order to get the real behemoths that are necessary for a nazir. This is considered a balmum, easily convertible into cash, because you don't have to wait for the mum. Buy a tumim, that's not easily convertible cash. So there are shitas that hold that's not called sasim. But when it's easily convertible cash, then shava kesev, in that case, definitely has a din of kesev. And it's sasim, because you didn't explain which one goes for what. So therefore, we learned that a balmum will be considered moi sasim, and therefore, it'll all go linadav. On that, we're now going to ask a question. No, me, I'm reading behema balas mum. Kisses to madamia. Is that like a case of sasum? Tashma. We learned the following. And we are going to learn this more according to the girsa of Tosfos and the Rush, which is not like we have it in the text of our Gemara. Kate said, Amru ha'ish megalech al naziris aviv. In what is the case where we learned that a person can be megalech on the Naziris of his father, which means his father was a Nazir, and he designated karbonos, or he designated money, and then the father died. When, in which case, in which scenario can the son use that money or use those karbonos for his own chiyuv karbonos of Naziris? Bizman shahoya. And now we're going to make some changes in the text that we have. Bizman shahoya aviv nazir. Not huva aviv nazirim. Bizman shahoya aviv nazir. His father was a nazir. Vehifrish aviv moizl nazirusai. And the father separated money for his nazirus. Umes, and he died. The Omar and the son said, Hareini Nazir Amanasha Galech al mois abo. I'm going to be a nazir. So I'm going to become a nazir after the father died. And now I want to use the money that my father set aside. I want to use it for my money for Naziris. and now we're going to deviate from the Gemara. And the Gears of Tyson and the Rush is, HaRezeh Megaleach HaMois Aviv. So the din is, yes, very good. If you're going to become a Nazir subsequent to your father's death, then in fact you can use the money that your father set aside, and that we call that you're being Megaleach, you're shaving off your hair of Naziris with the Naziris of your father. That's what we mean. You could use the money of your father in that case. Now continues the Girsa of Tyson the Rush, which we don't have in our Gemara. Avolim ha Yehuva aviv nazirim. But what happens if he and his father were nazirim already? He was a nazir at the same time while his father was still alive. The hifrish aviv moistumim, and his father left over money, which was sasum, where he didn't specify oilachatas and shlamim, umes, and the father died. The omar haben, and the son said, Hareini Megaleach HaMois Abba, now I want to use my father's money. No, then you can't. As the Rush explains, you already had your own chiyuv. If you were not a Nazir and your father died, then you want to become a Nazir, then you could be Megaleach HaNazir's Abba, you could use his money. But if you were a Nazir together with your father, so you already had your own chiyuv of Karbanis, now you want to go ahead and use your father's money, that you can't do. What is the din? The din is Yiplul Nedava. That's like we learned the whole time, that Moistumim, the din is you could use all the money based on the Loch Moshe Mesinai for Oilas Nedava on the Kites of the Mizbeach. Now we can go back to our Gemara. Hoysaloi Behema Mefureshes. If he had a Behema which was designated, he had Chattas, Oila, and Shlomim, and the father left it over. Chattas Thomas, the Chattas should die. Oila Tikrav Oila, the Oila should be brought to Oila. Ushlomim Yikrav Ushlomim, and the Shlomim should be brought to Shlomim. My love, isn't it speaking about a Filu Balas Mum? As the Mefarish over here explains, in the case of a, notice that the first two cases where the father left over money. The third case, he left over animals. And in the case of animals, it didn't say any chilik between balmum or tamim, whether it had a mum or it didn't have a mum. So it seems, even if it didn't have a mum, the din is that if these animals were left over, the chattas has to die. The son can't use it, but the chattas has to die. The oil is brought as an oil, and the shlamim is brought as a shlamim. And l'chari, the din is even by balmum. So the Mefarish speaks out, this will be a question on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that a balas mum is considered like a sasum, and then the din should be that the money should fall in a dava, like moistumen. Here we see clearly there's no distinction between balmum or tamim, and the din is that you don't say that all the money is brought for oilus nadava. Here each animal has its own designation, but if these animals have mumim in them, they should be considered like moistumim. And what's the din by moistumim? The din is, let's say you'll sell all these animals and you'll, with the money, you'll bring oilus nadava. So the Gemara says, Loi Tmima, I will answer, Rav Nachman will answer, that no, it's speaking about only a Tamim, not a Bamim. Avo Balas Mum Kistuma Damia. But what would in fact be the din by Balas Mum? That it's considered like a Stuma. So I have a question. My Irya Moi, so why did the case over here have to be speaking about where it said by Moi Stumim? If the son was a Nazir together with his father, he cannot use the money of his father for his own karbanis. It's moistumim and it goes l'nedava. So why mention a case of money? Why don't you say a bigger chiddush? Lema, hois loy behemes balas mum, yiplu l'nedava. Why say mois, say behemes balas mum? Because you're telling me if it's an animal that's balas mum, it has a din like moistumim. And moistumim, all the money goes l'nedava. So why don't you tell me a bigger chiddush? Don't say it about money, say it about a balas mum. If balas mum has a din of money, so say the din by balas mum, a bigger chiddush. L'chayr it's a riot, and a balas mum does not have a din like money. And for the Gemara, hachinam I balas mum l'may kedisha l'dmei. When a person is magdish a baal mum, he knows it can't be brought on the mizbech. What is he being magdish it for? He's being magdish it for the value that you'll sell the baal mum, and then hegdish will use the value. So demay hainu mois. So what are you asking me that he should have said a chiddush by baal mum? Why do you say money? You should say baal mum. The answer is that baal mum means money, because everybody knows that a baal mum itself, you can't be makar on the mizbeach. So if I say the word baal mum, it means money. So instead of saying baal mum, which means money, I said money directly. But avada, according to the shita, hu adin baal mum, Rav Nachman maintains that a baal mum has a halacha of sasum, and therefore everything will go benedava, just like money stumim itself, since it's easily convertible into cash. A baal mum, you don't have to wait for the mum, but right away you could sell it. Therefore, it has a din of money. Moy stumim, the halach is that yiplu l'nedava. And now the Gemara is going to bring a very long brisa, and at the end of the long brisa, it's going to ask a question. We will leave this long brisa for tomorrow's shir, b'siyata rishmayim.